This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. One of the most surprising scientific discoveries in recent years is that the vacuum of space isn't really empty. It's apparently filled with a mysterious substance called dark energy. In fact, it seems that dark energy makes up two-thirds of all the stuff in the universe. Bizarre as it sounds, astronomers keep making observations that support the idea of dark energy. Scientists are struggling to understand what this stuff is and what it portends for the fate of the universe. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
5 years ago, astronomers thought they understood the cosmos pretty well. It all started out with a Big Bang 13 billion years ago, and astronomers figured that the expansion of the universe caused by that cosmic explosion must be slowing down by now. After all, gravity is trying to pull together all matter in the universe. To quantify this cosmic slowdown, Robert Kirshner and colleagues decided to measure the motion of distant exploding stars called supernovas. And much to their surprise, they discovered that universal expansion wasn't slowing down, it was actually accelerating.
Of course, at first you're very skeptical and you think, oh, this can't be right. And I even wrote a note to everybody on our research team where I said, you know, in your heart, you know this is wrong. We have to find the error that we've made.
But they didn't find an error, and a second team reached exactly the same conclusion. So the next question was, what could possibly be causing the universe to be expanding ever faster? The answer seems to be that empty space is actually not empty, but suffused with an energy that pushes everything apart.
It turns out the laws of physics don't tell you that the energy of empty space has to be zero. It could be some other number. And it could be that these observations of distant supernovae, which tell us about the history of cosmic expansion, are pointing toward something that's happening that we don't really understand yet.
Kirshner at the Harvard Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics says there's a real scramble now to make sense of this mysterious energy. It must be extremely weak, but since it is everywhere throughout the universe, it adds up to something powerful enough to push around stars, galaxies, clusters of galaxies, even clusters of clusters. All told, it apparently accounts for two-thirds of the stuff in the universe, yet we can't see it or measure it directly. Almost all the rest of the stuff in the universe is thought to be dark matter, more ordinary stuff out there that we can't see because it's not glowing. So Kirshner says only 4% of the universe is made of stuff that's familiar to us.
The things that we know and love and see are all made of a very small minority of what makes up most of the universe. So I don't know how that makes you feel. Mr. Rogers would say that that makes you special.
Yeah. That doesn't sound very satisfying, and one must wonder if you've really got it right.
Well, I'm sorry if you don't like it, but I think our common sense about how things ought to be is developed here on Earth, and at least for most of us. And as a result, we just have a kind of feeling about how things ought to be that maybe is not a very secure guide to how the universe at large is constructed.
Kirshner has done his best to make sense of this all in a book called The Extravagant Universe. One implication of dark energy is that the universe would continue to expand forever, just getting colder and darker as the stars burn out. Instead of gravity pulling everything back together again for a cosmic crunch, the universe would come to an end with a classic whimper. And if that's not grim enough, some theorists say the end could be even grimmer. That's based on the idea that the dark energy could actually get stronger over time, pushing things even farther apart. Mark Kamienkowski at Caltech calls this phantom energy.
With phantom energy, there's another possibility, which we call the Big Rip, which is that the expansion of the universe would accelerate to such a degree that it would start to reach into the galaxies and into the solar system, into the Earth, and right before the end of time would actually rip everything apart.
Say, in 100 billion years or so, suns, planets, and everything else in the universe could be ripped to shreds. Kamienkowski published this idea a few months ago.
After the paper appeared, it was listed on fearmongers.com, along with other things that were happening in the world. And I think that there were probably more serious concerns that humanity faces before this becomes a big issue.
For one thing, the sun will morph into a red giant star long before then, engulfing the world in a massive fireball. So there's really not much point in worrying about the Big Rip. Kamienkowski collaborates with Robert Caldwell at Dartmouth. Caldwell admits that he sometimes lies awake at night, disturbed by the idea that the universe is full of energy nobody can detect directly.
There might be some dark energy here in this room, here on Earth, but at such a low abundance level that it would be impossible to detect it with an experiment. To me, that's really depressing to think about.
Caldwell and Kamienkowski's phantom energy is just one of the pretty far-out ideas inspired by the realization that our universe is expanding at an accelerating rate. Robert Kirshner at Harvard is dubious about the Big Rip, but he says just because it's weird doesn't make it wrong.
You know, you have to keep an open mind, and you have to be prepared to accept pretty bizarre ideas if the data show you that that's really the way the world is built.
And what makes this whole idea of dark energy so compelling to scientists is that a lot of these notions can be tested with more observations of the cosmos. So 5 years after the first observations, dark energy has grown to be one of the hottest topics in astronomy and physics. Richard Harris, NPR News.